Temple Street Children's Hospital in Dublin has set up a dedicated service to help reduce the high numbers of marginalised children who attend their emergency department. The hospital says homeless children in particular are twice as likely to require emergency hospitalisation and have a higher risk of scabies, obesity, scalds, abuse and sexually transmitted infection. Dr. Ellen Crucial is paediatrician at Temple Street and clinical lead for the health service's National Clinical Programme for Children. Dr. Crucial, thank you very much for taking our call this lunchtime. Now, I know you were talking about this at a conference yesterday and really giving an insight into just what you're coping with in the hospital in terms of the most disadvantaged children. What are you finding and what are you able to do for them?
Well, thank you, Brian, for having me on. So I suppose over the last number of years at Temple Street in particular, we've noticed the rising numbers of children who are essentially without a permanent address. They're in homeless accommodation. Temple Street's in a very deprived area, and there are lots of homeless accommodation facilities in the area, family hubs, B&Bs and hotels that accommodate these families that are homeless. So they present particular problems. They have they face major adversity and family stress. And how we see it in Temple Street is they come to our attention a number of ways. They attend the ED in high numbers, often because they just don't have the stability to be registered with a GP because they're moving. So therefore, there's nobody with that kind of core family knowledge in terms of a doctor in the community to look after them. So in 2020 was a little bit of an anomaly, but year on year the numbers attending the ED were rising. So the figures for 2019, for example, there were over 1,100 children who had no permanent address that attended the emergency department. So there's been a move towards an inclusion health model of care, similar to what's been set up at St James's Hospital with Dr. Clinny Kellig, and similarly in the Mater there's an adult service too. As a starting point with that, a clinic was set up in a local primary care setting at the Summerhill practice. And it's a clinic that serves marginalised children, and GPs can refer to it, the Caption Centre can refer to it. So they accept direct referrals, and the emergency department, obviously, at Temple Street also refers to it.
One can imagine parents in these situations, struggling really to try and do the best for their children, but really up against enormous odds. The consequences of that, as I mentioned, very evident in some of the conditions with which children can present.
Yes, so the living situation that they're living in is very, very stressful. They're in crowded accommodation, and being in overcrowded accommodation, as we're only all too aware in the current climate, is associated with a higher level of infections of any sort. Like, so if gastroenteritis gets into a family hub, it'll spread through the hub. There's well-documented associations with TB, with COVID more recently, but lots of infections, including skin infestations. And many of those you might think, well, they're not that important, but they can get infected, and they often don't seek medical care early enough to prevent things getting complicated or ending up needing hospitalization or getting to the hospital. So the clinic and the services kind of hoping to bring those services out to them in the community rather than leaving the onus on the family to always have to negotiate the health system, which our health system is not well set up to deal with, families who are mobile or marginalised. So it's trying to bring it closer to them, if you like.
Yeah, I mean, the ultimate cure, if I can use that word for this, is a proper home environment, one in which families can cope.
Yeah. And in fact, we have many children with chronic diseases who are also in these settings. And the management, for example, the area that I work in is metabolic disorders. And we've had a family with five children, two of whom have a rare metabolic disorder, who really needed very specific dietary treatment. And it was very, very difficult while they were in a hotel setting. Since they've been housed, it's been so much easier. They have their own kitchen, their own facilities, and can cater for themselves.
All right, we'll leave it there. Dr. Ellen Crucial from Temple Street Children's Hospital, thank you for talking to us.